So there are three portions to the section concerning the Satsama. The first is a straightforward setting forth of Tsenma definitions or characteristics, mainly for the purpose of one's understanding the main points. The second section is a section of samples of debates concerned with what is to be refuted and what is to be established. So it's mainly for the purpose of showing the process of refuting a position, establishing a position, introducing some of the important concerns. And the third is a brief section of verse, which is mainly for the purpose of one's own practice. And from among those three, we have finished the first part, and now we have come to the second, the one which is mainly concerned with reasoning, which is page 83, line
2.
So first, we're setting out in one particular place the section on refuting positions and establishing positions for the sake of making it easy for one to concentrate on the practice of reasoning. So the first debate begins with a hypothetical person, Kajik, saying that whatever is a source of knowledge, whatever is a science, is necessarily a source of knowledge which is a tsenma, which is a valid cognizer, is a pramana science. So to such a person, you then reply with this taljua, this consequence. it follows that the subject, the science of terms, is that. In other words, is a tsemere, because teichir, because it is a source of knowledge. It is a rikne.
Tsabarandona, the ta tsabarandona sijida karresena, da rikpate, tsemere by in betarvata and dosena, then da rikpachin, tsemere by maimbatar, donjin gander, jupere by maimbatar.
So, then the text says tsabarandona, which literally means if someone accepts the root, which means if someone, if when you offer that consequence back to the person who gave you the original chop, the original pervasion there, if you give him this consequence of his view, that whatever is, that a jarikpa is a tsemarikpa, if he then accepts that, if he says de to what you said, then, you know, and he agrees, okay, jarikpa is tsemarikpa, then you set about disproving what it said. You say it follows that the subject, a jarikpa, is not a tsemarikpa. The terminological science is not a valid cognition science or source of knowledge. As you can see, I'm not quite sure how to translate that. Why? Because it is not a rikpa which eliminates contradictory relationships with regard to words. Or you could just say eliminates, I'm sorry, with regard to meanings. Because it, you could just say, it's not a rikpa which eliminates contradictions with regard to the meaning.
Nisong. Tertarse de Kadresena. Darikpate, Tonjin Gander, Jupe, Rikpa Maimba Tarra, Tonjin Gander, Jupe, Rikpa Maimba Tarra. Second Gander, Jupe, Rikpa Imba Sereso, Rimbeto Balsa, Rikpa Nazo Pagadokurita.
So, if when you give this person that consequence, and you argue that, in fact, Dharrikpa is not Samadrikpa, because it's not a Rikpa which eliminates contradictions with regard to the meaning, if the person were not to accept your reasoning and say this is not the case, in other words, they're not accepting that it is if they don't accept that a Dharrikpa is not a rikpa which eliminates contradictions with regard to the meaning, then you say to that person, tertel. Tertel means, darikpa chojin, tengigandri jebe rikpa ma yimbar tel. Right? Then you give him a reason which says, because a darikpa is a rikpa which eliminates contradictions with regard to the words, tsik. And then, after the chir, it says, sok rimbe tru. And what that means is that, this is how the debate would proceed, and you would have to go about in several steps, giving many, many various different reasonings to continue the debate, to bring it to a conclusion, to establish that point. So now we come to a new debate. We finished that first debate. We come to a new debate. It begins as the first one did with Kajik Nare, some hypothetical person. And this person's position is that whatever is an appearing object, a nangyo, is necessarily a rangsen, is necessarily a specifically characterized phenomenon. So, now, if this is the position that person asserts, if that is his kelen, then you have to fling a consequence at him, a teldro. So the teldro that follows from what he says is given. It says the subject, the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness. I'm sorry. It follows that the subject, the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness, is a rangsen, a specifically characterized phenomenon, because it is an appearing object.
thayar thayar se. Nāyur yinpa tā marab se na thayar thayar se jete tōkpa nāyur chū jīn. Nāyur yinpa thayar tōkpa la nāng me rikpa yas.
Now, if you give this person that consequence, dōban nāyur chū jīn rāsan yinpa thayar nāyur yinpa chīr, if that person then says, dāma true, if they say, your reason, the reason you've given me is not established, then you've got to show that the reason is established. Dak is true, in which case means establishing it as a quality of the chujin. Then so that's what the tertel means. It means dobe nang yu chujin, nang yu yinbar tau. It follows that the subject, the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness, is an appearing object. Why? Dobala nang ne rikbe chir. Because it is because of being that which is known having appeared to a conceptual consciousness, or that is that which is known through appearing to a conceptual consciousness.
Oh yeah. Sabaran do na. Sabaran do ilin na karasana tokpa nayur te ransin imba tarvatan arwa. Tokpa nayur ransin imba doyong se na ta yang bang koi.
So then again, text says, Tsawardan, if this person, this kajik, were to accept the root assertion, that means if this person accepts that Dopin Nangyo Chojin is Hansen because of being Nangyo. If they accept that, then you'll come back to them with certain consequences of that. And so the next step in the debate is the subject, the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness, is not a Rangsen, it's not a specifically characterized phenomenon, because it is Jitsen, because it is a generally characterized phenomenon.
Dopin Nangyo Chojin, Tsavan Dona, Dopin Nangyo Chojin, Rangsen.
I'm sorry. So, if the person does not, accepts that tsawa, then you give him this tawa next.
Tōkpa nāyur te jīnsīn yīmba tā mārūp sē na tōkpa nāyur chūjīn jīnsīn yīmba tār yīnsir yīmba sēr yīnsir yīmba sēr sō rīmbē rō.
So, if to that statement tōkpa nāyur chūjīn rāngsīn ma yīmba tār jītīn yīmba chīr, if the person were to say dāma true, meaning that it's not established for him, the reason about jītīn is not established for that person, then you would say tertel, which would be, it follows, which means it follows that the subject, the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness, is a generally characterized phenomenon because shensel yimichir, because of being a poha, a shensel, an other excluder, most literally.
Yan kajik nare, yor yin a hiyor yin be chab serna, mun som tse man na yor chujin, hiyor yin batar.
So we come to the third debate, and the position being investigated here is this one: whatever is an object is necessarily a shenyo, a determined object, a discriminated object, a grasp object, something like that. If that's the position that the person is taking, then the telwa, the consequence which, the teljur, the consequence which follows from that, is, it follows that the subject, the appearing object of a directly perceiving valid cognizer, is a shenyu because of being a yu.
So
then, if the consequence that you have flung to that person is from his original position, is that the appearing object of a directly perceiving tsema is a shenyu because of being a yu, Now, if this person accepts it, which is what the meaning of the text saying, Tzavaradena, if you give them that consequence and they say, that's fine, they accept that, then you have to negate that. You have to refute what they've accepted. So you say, then it follows that the subject, the appearing object of a directly perceiving tsema, a valid cognizer, is not a shenyu, is not a determined object, because it is not that which is known through being shen, through being grasped, determined, discriminated. Why is that? If they don't accept that it is shen rikpa chala, mayimba, if they don't accept that, then the reason is because of what it is. It is nang rikpa chala, yimbe chiyo. It is that which is to be known through its appearing. So similarly, as with the others, there are steps to establishing the position that you've taken. It'll be done step by step, the position that you wish to establish for that other person. So now the next debate is concerned with the matter of correct signs, and the position that this hypothetical debater is taking is whatever is a correct sign is necessarily a correct sign of negation, a gak dayanda. All correct signs are correct signs of negation. So to the person who takes that position, you fling the consequence. The subject, the correct sign of the fact, jay dayanda, is gak dayanda, is a correct sign of negation. Why? Because of being a dayanda, because of being a correct sign.
Oh yeah. Ta tarwa telen doilin da jab song na. Do se na do to se na te chu chin. Le ta yang da chu chin. Ga ta yang da mai ba tar. Ga zang go pa la chur chum ba chen ji ten chen mai ba ser. Ga zang go pa la chur chum ba chen ji ten chen mai ba tar. De wu chur chum ba chen ji ten chen yin ba se so ren be do.
So, if the person accepts the root thesis here, the root assertion, now again, it's all my dinner. If they accept, if the person accepts that a correct sign of effect is a correct sign of negation, then you need to negate that, refute that person's view. So you argue it this way. You say, that subject, in other words, a correct sign of effect, it follows that that subject, a correct sign of effect, is not a correct sign of negation. Why? Because it is not that which possesses the three modes with regard to negating an object of negation. It is not that which possesses the three modes with regard to negating an object of negation. If to your statement at that point they say Dhamma truth, if they don't accept the reason that you've given, then you go further and you say, it follows that it is not that which possesses the three modes with regard to negating an object of negation, because it is a reason, Genzik, which possesses the three modes, so tsumbajen, the reason which possesses the three modes of an effect, right, or which is an effect, however you want to work the janitor. Thus, the debate proceeds in this way, and in stages you establish the position that you wish to establish.
Chasung, yogu chung. Kajing nare, namju jidra yina, namju jidra la ta, Medin namju, Yendin namju, Masin namju, Son Yerawa. Namju je drai na, Medin namju je drai be chapse na, Yendin namju je drai chujin, Teritara. Medin namjo jidra yinba tar, namjo jidra yinba ser.
So, now we come to a new debate, and the Kajik here takes the position that whatever is a namjo jidra, a term of elimination, and is whatever is a term of elimination is a term of elimination of non-possession. In Miden Namjivudra, and Rinpoche said, reminded us that there are three types of Namjivudra, the Miden Namjivudra, those concerning non-possession, Shenden Namjivudra, those concerning possession by someone else, and Misin Namjivudra, those which negate non-possibility. So, then, if the person takes that position, that all namjagidra are mida namjagidra, then you fling this consequence. The subject, a term which negates possession by others, shenden namjagidra, is a mida namjagidra, miden namjagidra, a term which eliminates non-possession. Teichir, that is to say, because it is namjagidra, because it is a term of elimination.
Sabarandona, tamidin namjo jidra, the yindin namjo jidra, in Batarva tamate, Tarvalandolin tapsona, doito, senum. Tene, yindin namjo jidra, yindin namjo jidra chujin, medin namjo jidra, my imbatar, sikte chichujo.
Now, you have flung the consequence to this person that the Shenden Namjagidra is a Miden Namjagidra because of being Namjagidra. If this person were to accept that Shenden Namjagidra is Miden Namjagidra, then you follow it with this particular consequence. It follows that the subject, a term which eliminates possession by others, is not a term which eliminates non-possession, because it is not it is not a possessor. I'm sorry. It is not an expressor in which the grammatical particle, the tsikche, is conjoined immediately after the cheche, the quality of the thing under discussion, the feature of it. If they don't accept the reason that you've given, then you say, it follows that the subject, a term which eliminates possession by others, is not an expressor in which the grammatical particle is conjoined immediately after the quality that's being attributed to the base, then you give them the reason why, because it is an expressor in which the grammatical particle is conjoined immediately after the basis itself, the cheshi, the basis of those qualities. So, similarly, debating in this way by stages, the position that you wish to establish comes to be established.
Sasum? Oh yeah. Yang kajing nare. Namju jidrayi na masi namju jidrayi be chapse na. Ter chujin. Macha patal. Midi namju jidrayi yueba kaayi. Yindi namju jidrayi yueba sir. Ta tangbu chopte. Midi namju jidrayi yueba te ta tangbu re. Ta tangbu chopte. Sikte che chuju wo tema takpa jane juzi jidra yueba sir. Ta nyeba chote sikte che ki wo tema takpa jane juzi jidra yueba sir. So, gongan tsini nam re re ki rikpa nam rang ta yebe jibar sa wo.
So, we're going to do the whole debate all at once here. If the person, the next kajik, takes a position that whatever is an eliminative term, a term of elimination, is a term of which eliminates non-possibility. And the consequence that is flung to that person is So, if you fill out what does Terchurjan Machavata mean, it means it follows that terms of elimination are not necessarily terms which eliminate non-possibility. And then you give a twofold reason for this. The first reason is, one, because there are terms which eliminate non-possession. And the second reason is, because there are terms which eliminate possession by others. If the person, now then you follow this up, you say, Daktambo Trupte, which means the first sign, in other words, that there are terms which eliminate non-possession. That first sign is established. Why? Because there are terms, or expressive terms, which are conjoined, in which the grammatical particle is conjoined or applied immediately after the feature, the distinction, qualification. And then to establish the second reason. What is the second reason? The second reason is so to establish that there are terms which eliminate possession by others, you give the reason, because there are expressive terms in which the grammatical particle is applied or conjoined immediately after the basis of the distinction. So, and that's the end of that debate. And then it says, each of the definitions, tsenyi, given above, meaning in the first section, are to be analyzed through limitless enumerations of reasonings. Does that follow? You see what's happening? Mm-hmm. Kongitseni nam rerishin rikpe nam jan tayebe jebar chawa ne tena des
dene kongitseni re dene kongitseni yoba dina ne khakhe chi lama to ga dobse ma to ga
re
ga do ma zu bare ma to te chenji da wo re kongitseni re ge de tene re pa re pa ma de bon ga dobso ko re es ne re pa pe re es
So I was asking him to tell us a little bit more about this last line. In this debate section, in the second section of this tripartite chapter on Tsema, he's only set out some of the definitions and definiendums and showed how you would apply reasoning to, say, do the particular practice of refuting wrong positions and establishing right positions, correct positions. And so, similarly, the ones that we haven't looked at here, and all of it altogether, we should go through and analyze this very carefully, applying it to each and every one of them, and seeing how it is that you refute the positions that are wrong, establish the positions that are correct, and investigate to see which ones are which.
Mm-hmm.
So for each one of them, there are lots of reasons. What do you say? There are limitless reasons, that is to say, lots of them, that you should bring up and go through in order to really understand this well. And when you've done this, when through doing this kind of thing, it really does help one's own rikpa, one's own knowledge and understanding and analytical ability, causes that to increase.
Are the kap je tanda rikdun troji de me je kap di je ni tanda tsema tsema tsini te so hiran do le jang lo de ta ye je sung bare.
So all of the tsenyi, which have been set forth in this section of this book, which is chabe digi tsen kare ge sun?
Ah, rigdun chorji deme. Rigdun chorji deme.
What's?
The miraculous key which then kind of opens the path of reason.
No,
opens
all of the tseni which have been set out here are taken from the section on tsema and jangan kondro lojitai's treasure of knowledge shejadze.
Rikdu seya de karas and rikdu in torji de mix it the chitan rekwa jatimbo yurite, rekwa jatimbo de tunda dung. Tunda dubaris.
Oh, I see. Rikdu trugi de mix.
Rikdu torji de mix. Rikdu seja de rekwa man nangba sanji bala rekwa mambo yurite, rekwa rekipa yunok de su, rekwa dor dudu, sena lap chokyozu bari. Rekwa duba.
So, part of the title of this book is Rikduba, which means an abbreviation of the reasonings and investigations. The reason for calling it that is that in the books on Tsema, they're extremely vast, and there are the reasonings that are set out there are very, very extensive and detailed. And here, what Rinpoche has done is to abbreviate that considerably, to set it up in a shortened way, in an abbreviated form.
Tene rikpa doya te hizan zu je hizan zu tang kondro rinpo je zepe hizan zu tang hizan zu je rikpa tang tene karma pa dunpa chudra jam su zepe tsema rikyong jam su yorwa te rikpa tang jan ne du bari dor du du su bari.
So the way in which this has been an abbreviation of all the vast topic of tsema and rikpa is that what Rinpoche has done is drawn on two different sources. One of which is Jamrin Kondra Lodratai's Shetetsu, or Treasure of Knowledge, and the other is the Tsema Rikshum Jatsa, the ocean of texts on valid cognition and reasoning by His Holiness the Seventh Karmapa. And so, drawing from those, he's written this particular section in an abbreviated way.
Lamsang dupa lola dupa te kaleka wore duto wore.
So the reason for abbreviating that those other works is that they are extremely vast, and for a beginner it would be very difficult to take up those texts as the first object of study and to enter into them, and we say include them within your mind. It would be a difficult thing to do.
Tene dupa yone lamsang lap chokyo yore.
Whereas if they are abbreviated, then it's much easier for us to get into it and learn. It's suitable for us to learn. So why is this called Trugi Demik, which means a magical key? All locks have keys, but every key goes with only one lock. However, with this particular key, you can open all locks. What is it that you're opening up? What locks is you're opening? You're opening up the locks which are on the doors for all the teachings of the Buddha, all the Buddha's teachings. So now we come to the third section, which is what he said, it comes at the end. It is a collection of verses for the sake of well, mainly for the purpose. principally directed at practice at Nyamlen, and so for the purpose of making Nyamlen easy, and pleasant, dewa. So these verses have been given at the end.
Karasana kahe koba tsobor seba. Repato mayeba tu mambo hiba. Seni tendu hiba kova la gaga yure. Kahe repa la gaga yure. Yang kahe tendu la gaga yu mare nyamni na gomun gaga yure.
So what's the purpose of this section? Some people are, what do you say, really like, really enjoy the studying for the sake of understanding. And some people, in a different time, really liked going further in terms of the various reasonings and investigations and analyses that can be done. And some people don't like those. So they're mainly interested in meditation and practice. They're really just interested in meditation and practice. So for those people, this section in particular has been
written.
So for those people who like meditation in particular, this section has been
written.
So for meditation, then lots of words and lots of tanya conventions and designations and so forth are not necessary. Just a few suffice.
Tetar tumung rikpe ne namji, tetar tumung rikpe ne namji, ne kap jyosa na tso tona yang, ne kap so jyosa mandapa na tso pa tonyangare tona yang, tartok lodra hi lang yukusor, jyosa tartok na tene lodra ji hi sete, drupa da trawe hi logam ne log lang yukpa tsorte yang tabar hi gogore, tetar likpar yang tabar hi pa namju dan denpa, lodju dan denpa, kansa te nyordo tene tanda.
So let's see where to begin. Well, let's start with the translation. We'll work from the end of the second shloka. This is Dunayam. Although one teaches various, which I said dissimilar, many different types of objects of expression for temporary purposes, which have to do with these topics of the common sciences. Tartug, in the end, those who possess intelligence, where it says in the fourth shloka, Jyoden, it means Nam Jyoden, those who possess analysis, which we take glosses meaning those who have lodra, intelligence, then those who have intelligence and who know well the mode, the way, the tsul of entering into lotral, freedom from mind, which Rinpoche said means freedom from elaborations, it means the same as chotel. Those who know well the manner of entering into the freedom from elaborations, that is to say, the nature, she, will quickly be released near to a final liberation speedily.
Tandor dona tumon repetne nam na jeza na to by yere, tezo mahina and the gere, tatoka jeza, ne look driver that drive a tontona, then it tortugas.
So when you set out these different types of sciences, in terms of what's they say for temporary purposes, in a sense, for nega. There are all these different jaja subjects or objects of expression, you could say, which are set forth and explained in a very vast way. But in the end, if you don't know those, it's okay if you know chochao, if you know the freedom from elaborations, if you know the basic nature. If you have realized that, then that's the type of jaba that you need finally. That's the one that brings about the ultimate purpose.
The malaria pe takpor mujhe lo song yore. Trupa ta trabe thong mein song the trupa kab so to na thani jitse go mare song. Theda chikwa yengo.
So Milarepa said to Thapur Rinpoche, Gampopa, that in the karisma song yanja sangra.
Trupa ta trabe.
Trupa ta trabe mein song the trupa na. Then thani.
Trupa ta thong mein song the trupa na thani jitse go mare song yore.
Thani jitse go mare. So Milarepa said to Gampopa, if you or when you realize freedom from elaborations directly with direct perception, then you don't need tanyigitse, conventional words. So he said, when the freedom from elaboration appears to your mind, dawns for your mind clearly, Then you don't need to conform. You don't need to follow after or conform to conventional words. You don't need to follow those. Jesu Trang.
This and the same general true by the driver tongue, some of the tongue, and Tani Gogumari, Lobjong Gogumari.
So, when you understand the true nature of the mind, the freedom from elaboration, then you don't need studying, you don't need conventional words anymore. Why? Because you have already realized the true nature of the
name.
So, there would be no purpose to any of these conventions, this Tani.
Then the Tani Mambo, they do that, they don't matter, but don't pass out a tablet.
La. So, why would one need all these different types of study and all these conventions and so forth? It's those who have already realized the true nature who don't need such things. Those who have not yet realized the Neluk Trotel. And who need some sort of method, some means of bringing themselves to that realization. It's for such people that these studies and Tanyigitsek are set forth. So for people like ourselves who haven't yet realized it. Rinpoche is emphasizing that this verse that Milarepa gave to Gampopa, and he says, when you have directly realized, you have directly realized the nature of the mind, when you have directly realized the freedom from aberrations, then you don't need Tanyikitsek, these conventions, verbal conventions anymore. So let's chant the Tsikche, which comes to the end.
The Lord
So now let's chant the Hunlan. Verses at the end.
Rigna Noru Mandol Jigur
chi de me chi che pa tur be ni je jar we che lo do te zon man ba ra za te lo za lo ye pe mo ge ge be te che ri la no ge de me chi ta te lo za ri me zo na ge Rādhūn tūsāṁ kōmbē jūmīndē Rīkbē tārjē jīngyū mīngyūbē Dējē rīklāṁ tūrjē tēmējē Dējē kēvē jīngyē nāmbānāṁ Rādhūn tūsāṁ kōmbā tārjē jīng Jīndōn tūjē yōkāṁ mīzīzē Chāpē tūrjē rāṅkāṁ
Spirit, may all attain omniscience, may it defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the story.